Do it, Jim.
You're insane. I won't.
Do it! Put your hand on the scanning screen and you'll go down in history with me.
As what? The world's greatest mass murderers?
You cowardly bastard! You're not the voice of the people! I am the voice of the people! The people speak through me, not you! It came to me while I slept, Sonny. My destiny. In the middle of the night, it came to me. I must get up now, right now, and fulfill my destiny. Now you put your goddamn hand on that scanning screen, or I'll hack it off and put it on for you. Do it!
May God forgive me.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Antitas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. Welcome to day 447.
This is not necessary, Mr. President. We have a diplomatic solution.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Secretary, the missiles are flying.
Donald Trump tweeted that smart missiles will be coming towards Syria in response to a chemical attack. He also taunted Russia and said, get ready. The New York Times and Washington Post say Russia's ambassador to Lebanon said any U.S. missiles fired at Syria would be shot down and the launch sites of those missiles would be targeted. Trump also condemned Moscow's backing of Bashar al-Assad, saying, quote, you shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it, end quote. In a pair of follow-up tweets, Trump said relations between the U.S. and Russia are worse now than it has ever been, and the fake and corrupt Russia investigation, Democrats, and everybody that worked for Obama are to blame. As a side note, CNBC says Trump's tweets actually broke national security policy known as Operation Security, or OPSEC. The goal of OPSEC is to not publicly disclose or announce information that can be used to jeopardize a mission. The DOD lists social network sites, tweets, text messages, blogs, videos, posts, GPS mapping, and newsletters as a few of the ways in which OPSEC can be compromised. Next, Axios, Politico, and the New York Times say Paul Ryan will not seek re-election in November, ending what will be a 3-year run for Ryan as the leader of the House Republicans. Ryan will serve until the end of this Congress in January, which will also mark his 20th year in Congress. Next up, CNN says Trump is considering firing Rod Rosenstein after the FBI raided Michael Cohen's office. The goal is to limit Robert Mueller's investigation by installing a new deputy attorney general. Rosenstein has been in charge of the Mueller probe since Jeff Sessions recused himself last year, removing himself from all investigations involving the 2016 election. Trump is also weighing whether to fire Sessions and install a new attorney general. Meanwhile, the New York Times says Trump tried to fire Robert Mueller back in December after he saw incomplete news reports which surfaced saying that subpoenas coming from Robert Mueller's probe were targeting his business dealings with Deutsche Bank. For Trump, the subpoenas suggested that the investigation had finally expanded beyond his red line. Trump backed down after his lawyers and advisors assured him that the reports were not accurate. Robert Mueller, meanwhile, has asked a judge in Alexandria, Virginia, to issue 35 sets of subpoenas to witnesses and call them to appear for a trial set to begin on July 10th, which happens to be the same day that Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is set to go on trial for tax and bank fraud charges. Bloomberg says Mueller asked for blank subpoenas and the names will be filled in later. We also found out that the FBI agents who searched Michael Cohen's office wanted all records related to the Access Hollywood tape, where Trump bragged about being able to sexually assault women, including saying that he would grab them by the pussy whenever he wanted to, and that he would sometimes just start kissing them. I don't even wait. On a related note, CNN reports that Michael Cohen said the FBI was, quote, extremely professional, courteous, and respectful during the raids on his home, office, and hotel. Quote, I am unhappy to have my personal residence and office raided, Cohen said, but I will tell you that members of the FBI that conducted the search and seizure were all extremely professional, courteous, and respectful, and I thank them at the conclusion, end quote. On Capitol Hill, a bipartisan Senate bill designed to protect Robert Mueller's job is on track for a vote in the Judiciary Committee on Thursday. Reuters, The Hill, and Politico say if passed, the legislation would allow the special counsel to be fired only for good cause, by a senior Justice Department official. The reason for that firing would have to be submitted in writing. The bill would also provide a method of recourse if Mueller is fired without good cause. It would also require that materials be saved from that pending investigation. If the bill passes out of committee, it would still require Mitch McConnell allowing the legislation to come up for a vote. And finally, billionaire Rebecca Mercer asked Facebook to do an independent investigation into Cambridge Analytica, data collection, and the 2016 election in order to get the data platform's ban lifted. The meeting came just 4 days after Facebook suspended Cambridge Analytica and 1 day after Cambridge agreed to let Facebook audit the firm's servers. Facebook initially considered the independent investigation, but eventually declined. Robert Mercer invested $15 million in Cambridge Analytica, where his daughter Rebecca is a board member. The Mercer family were major donors to Trump's presidential campaign. And in the polls, Politico says 48% of voters support Trump's order to send National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, while 42% oppose it and 9% have no opinion. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, Trump ordered the Department of Justice to hire a former White House official who was fired for showing Devin Nunes classified documents. Two, the U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategy has resigned. Nadia Shadlow is the third senior national security official to resign or be pushed out in the wake of National Security Advisor John Bolton's arrival at the White House. Three, the NRA said it accepted contributions from about 23 Russians, or Americans living in Russia, since 2015. Four, a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit claiming that Trump's financial disclosures are insufficient because they blur the lines between his personal debts and those owed by the businesses he owns. Five, James Comey sat down for a five-hour interview with George Stephanopoulos, and he compared Trump to a mob boss. And finally, former House Speaker John Boehner will join the board of directors of a marijuana holdings corporation just 9 years after he said he was unalterably opposed to legalization. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.